Hey guys, thank you for continuing to make us a destination for your ears. Just a little bit of a heads up. During this coronavirus time and this social distancing time and all of this, this episode was recorded on FaceTime as a call-in. So the quality is not where we would love for it to be, but we really hope that you still enjoy the episode. This is Brian Axel, also known as Dub, also known as Producer Brian, also known as a radio personality for the past decade plus in the city of Augusta. We really hope you enjoy this episode. We've been looking forward to it for a while. Thank you. Super remote right now.
Yes, I'm actually in my guest room.
And I'm in my living room. We are FaceTiming each other right now.
In lieu of the coronavirus, we want to make sure that we are all, watch this walk in. This is the most she's ever heard of a podcast.
Does she want to say something?
What?
Does she want to say something?
She heard you say that and she left.
Aww.
Absolutely not.
Anyway, so we are here today with it's Dub from the Kix Wake Up crew, Brian Axelson, Beasley Media Group, whatever you guys want to call me, doesn't matter, Brian Dub, and whatever you guys want to go with.
Brian Dub, that sounds pretty cool.
I think I just invented a new name right here on the Drop the Disc podcast.
Yeah, ooh.
And in case no one knew, we are Drop the Disc podcast.
We are the Drop the Disc podcast. So
there you go.
This episode is going to be a little different than our average episode because this is not an average week in America or the city of Augusta. Chris is just flipping his phone around right now. I'm watching him go crazy on the visual. So we are all remotely videoing in and we are all remotely drinking something right now. What are you drinking, Brian Dub?
So I've got it in my second city distilling cup. I got a little Weller.
Okay.
Bourbon.
Okay.
In here. I actually have been sitting on this bottle for a while. I think it's a special occasion. I might as well open it up for you guys.
It's a good time for that. Chris, what do you got?
So, all of my stuff is at the studio. And I didn't go to the gym this morning.
Ooh.
Because of corona.
Yeah.
I didn't like to sit.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go to the cesspool. So I took my pre-workout that I did not drink and I poured, and in the pre-workout, it is Amino Energy Strawberry Burst with some creatine. And in the creatine, I poured the rest of my vodka.
Oh,
so we got a vodka creatine.
I was not expecting the end of that.
Not just vodka creatine. There's some pre-workout in here too, a lot of it. So I'm going to be wide open in about, I was about to say, in about 30 minutes, this guy's going to be doing push-ups.
Yeah, so that's how long we're going to talk to you. It's about 30 minutes, and then we're going to lose Chris.
The creatine is working. The vodka is definitely working. I'll let y'all know in about 20 minutes how the Amino Energy is doing. Anyways, David, what are you?
I have a pretty nice collection of Sweetwater 420s at my house. So I am drinking one of those. It's a 420 G13, so it's the special kind, wink wink. And I have it in a Master's koozie because RIP, because that's what is supposed to be happening right now.
Well, see, that's why I wore this particular hat.
Oh, nice hat.
A little nod to what we should be getting ready for.
Right.
You know, good news came out today, I think, that we, hopefully, looks like October.
Yeah.
Early October may be our Master's date this year, so hopefully they'll make that official pretty quick.
So Dub, I want to jump right into asking you a question about something you just said. So we all kind of have our own systems and we kind of all have our circles. What are you hearing right now about events in Augusta and changes?
Yeah, so basically what I'm hearing is kind of the same thing you guys are hearing, that anything, you know, and it kind of changes day by day because as the mayor
were saying in a news conference earlier today, it was 200 people, then it was 50 people, and now it's like 10 people. So they've canceled pretty much anything that would require a permit from the city of Augusta, and pretty much anything that would be sponsored by the city of Augusta. It's all canceled until at least the beginning of April.
And when you say 10 people, you're talking about like a gathering size, right?
Right. Okay. Right. That could even be in a restaurant. That could even be, you know, anywhere, church, whatever. That's what they're saying you should avoid.
That's crazy.
So I read the Metro Spirit article about the possible moving into October. Would you say the master events that go on during Masters Week will also dump that week?
Like Rock for Dough?
I think they're going to try. Because I know we last week did a big announcement of Rock for Dough.
Yeah.
It's a great show. It's a Masters Week tradition.
It was a killer lineup, by the way.
It was a great lineup.
It was a killer lineup.
It's a Train, Scotty McCreery, Jordan Davis, so
right.
Locks for Country. It's going to be awesome. So I think that they said that they had a date planned for the fall, like a backup date. I don't know when that is exactly, but I don't know if it's going to fall the same week. It may be around the same time, but it may not be the exact week of Masters. I think they're going to hopefully try to get it as close as possible. If they can land it on that week, awesome.
Okay.
But I think they're going to try to get it as close as they can.
Okay. And something that we were talking about before we started recording is, with all of this stuff being canceled and pushed back and with people not gathering in public, right? And you are saying this because you're drinking your Second City glass. If people are shopping and you are doing something, you know, I think we want to make sure that we kind of communicate that we support local.
Yes.
And local businesses are going to have the hardest time right now.
Sure, absolutely. And so that's what we were talking about. You know, go support local. Because here's the thing. I read a thing actually on social media right before we started. You know, Walmart's going to be okay. Target's going to be
right.
Okay. You know, your chain stores, they got billions of dollars. They're going to be fine. Places downtown, they don't have $1 billion. They don't have $1 billion.
If you sell toilet paper, you're fine.
Exactly. If you have enough money to have toilet paper, you're good. Yeah, I mean, the places downtown, man. I mean, even if you only go in for 10 minutes, you know, there's odds are there's probably not going to be more than like 10 people in there. Go in there, get a few things, and come out.
Or just have your arms out when you walk in. Push people away.
Yeah, just throw the money at someone and run away. You know, just give them money and leave. Or even, like I said, even if it's a restaurant downtown or whatever, or even a local restaurant, even it doesn't have to be downtown. If it's a local restaurant, you can still support them by ordering to go. You know, you go, you call in, you place your order, you go by, you pick it up. You know, even though you're not sitting down and dining in, you're still giving your money to that business, which is super helpful.
Yep. So speaking of local business, Chris, I think we should go ahead and shout out our presenting sponsor.
Yes, our presenting sponsor is Nancy Powell.
Nancy Powell.
2020, Nancy Powell. And she is going through a different change right now. She was with Concierge Real Estate team.
The Concierge Real Estate team.
She is now moving on to her family business, which is what David.
She is leaving Concierge Realty to open her own brokerage with her family, and the firm is called Powell & Associates. She has an office in the News Building downtown.
I'm excited.
Big moves. And by the way, speaking of big moves, she is also getting married. So congratulations to Nancy. She's making huge moves professionally and personally in a very difficult time to do so. And so we appreciate her support. And we are not going to give you guys any tips right now, because I don't think that buying and selling homes is necessarily something that's on our mind. We'll go back into that a little bit later whenever things are calm and we're buying houses again. But for right now, we just want to congratulate Nancy on starting her own business, getting engaged, and moving to her own office, which is awesome. It's like she's following our lead.
Oh, she is following our lead. And I also wanted to shout out Savannah River Brewery. So I did end up going by there today because they're closed and no one
are they?
Them.
Okay.
I was following the CDC recommendations, but I got to try two small batches that they have. They're called milkshake. So they're basically
milkshake.
There's a tangerine milkshake and a mango milkshake. They're not an actual milkshake, but it's an IPA with lactose added to it. So it's very, very good. And if you ever get a chance to go, everything calms down, try the mango IPA milkshake. It's incredible.
Order it to go.
Order it to go.
Just go in, order it to go.
Sure, we'll be okay. Not frowned upon here in Augusta anymore.
But like legally, I think we have to say don't order it to go. But
right.
You know, I'm right. Winking right now.
Oh, I see.
Right. Okay. So let's rotate back to Dub. Brian Dub.
Yes.
For short. So you work for the Kix 99 Wake Up Crew. We're going to try to keep our format as normal as possible, even though clearly it's not. Talk to us a little bit about your background relating to the city of Augusta. We understand that you have a lot of loyalty, sir.
Yeah, man. I'm one third of the Kix Wake Up Crew. I know you guys have talked to one of my partners in crime every morning,
yep.
Sean Cash.
Yep.
I was actually listening to his episode the other day to try to figure out how to do this properly. So
there's no real way to do it.
I'm a member of the Kix Wake Up Crew live Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 10 on Kix 99.
Plug.
But I've been here in Augusta Radio for a long time. I started when I was 16 years old. I've done literally everything, man. I started out doing part-time on Saturday nights and board hopping on Sundays.
Wow.
I was a promotions director for about 7 years. I co-hosted afternoons on 95 Rock when it was on the air. I did nights on HD 98.3 for about 3 years. I did afternoons on Kix for about 6 months, and I've been
wow.
on mornings for about 4 years.
So you...
Like anything you can think of that there has been to do at Beasley Media Group of Augusta, I've done it.
So you were born here, you went to school here, you started your career here, and now you are the face of radio here, which is an ironic sentence, but still.
It's crazy, man. Yeah, it's nuts because like I started out calling in to the morning show that I'm now a part of.
It's so weird, man. So where did you go to high school? What inspired the radio? It seems like you were born and you just decided you were going to work in radio. Is that pretty much what happened?
So pretty much the way it worked was, I'm a South Augusta guy. I went to
Collins
Elementary, Seago Middle, which is RIP, no longer there, and Butler High School, go Bulldogs.
Hey, my soccer team, Mercy, ruled your soccer team when I was in high school.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, 10-0, that's the Mercy rule.
There you go. Well, we're not known for soccer. basketball, we got you. Basketball.
That's fair.
So the way it happened was back in the late 90s, man. From the time I was a little kid, my brother and I, we've always been big wrestling fans. And so, of course, you guys know in the late 90s, right? Wrestling was everywhere. WWF, WCW, all that. So the morning show at the time on Kix 99, it was a husband and wife team, and they're actually part of our Beasley family in Charlotte now. And so I started out calling into their morning show to talk about wrestling. And the guy started putting me on the air, and I was like 12 years old. And so that's how it all started. And then I just kept calling in and doing like little in-studio segments and stuff. And when I was 16, Teach Entry, our boss and operations manager came to me and said, "Hey, what do you do on the weekends, man? Like, do you do like a lot?" I was like, "Oh, I'm 16. What do you think I do? I don't do anything." He said, "You want a job?" I was like, "Okay." So that's how it started, man. And I started doing my own. I was 17 years old in high school doing a Saturday night radio show. And then it just all kind of snowballed from there.
Is it like that 70s show where Donna starts working for the radio station and then all the like the rock stars start partying with her and all this stuff? Like, is that pretty much what happened with you?
No, man. Nothing like that. I definitely, you know, everybody kind of knew who I was in high school after that. A lot of people would call into the show and be like, "Dude, will you play me a song? Will you say my name on the radio?" And so, like, if I said their name on the radio, like, I was the coolest cat in school, man. Okay.
So you did it for the same reason we did it, which was to be cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And it was like, I was like, okay, I'm 16. It's time for me to start having it. It's time to get a job. It's time to start making my own money. And what better first job? And then it just, I've never done anything else.
Yeah, my first job was Chick-fil-A. I wish I had been thinking outside the box like you. I feel like that would have been a lot cooler.
No, man. My first job was Gann's Cricket Farm off Bassin Road.
All right. Well, that's pretty creative.
He loses.
For quality of life.
Chick-fil-A and radio top crickets every single day.
I think so. I think it's more creative for sure. It's more creative for sure, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what is it about? Because, like, when you work in entertainment and you are good at it, which, like, I think we can agree that you're pretty decent at it since you've been.
I like to say I'm the best in my price range, free to cheap. In the price range of free to cheap, I'm top of the mark.
The fantastic. So, but seriously though, like, a lot of people in entertainment try to get out of that free to cheap kind of category and move somewhere else. Is there a reason that you've decided to stay here?
You know, and I'll tell you the thing is and Sean Cash will tell you the exact same thing, and I'm sure he probably did tell you in his episode. The thing is, man, we have such a cool station here. Kix 99 is such an established radio station. It's been here since the mid 80s, right? I mean, through the 90s, through the 2000s, through the 2010s, you've seen a lot of radio stations flip formats and do other things. Kix 99 has been a constant, you know? I mean, we're not going anywhere, we're not changing, and we've got a loyal fan base, man. I mean, people who are listeners, but they're really like their family, their friends. I mean, like, you see them at an event, you're like, hey man, how's your mom and them? You know, I mean, how's your kids doing? I mean, I've watched their kids grow up, like, at our events and stuff like that. And you don't just find that anywhere else, you know? So it's really cool. It's like a family type atmosphere. Our bosses are cool. Our staff is cool. I mean, we've got a really good thing going here, which is what I like. And that's, you know, that's not, sure, there are other places you could go and other things you could do, but, you know, I mean, when people come here and when they hear, like, what we have, they're jealous of that. Like, I mean, Sean told you in his episode that he was in Raleigh, he was in Detroit,
yeah,
he was in Charlotte, he was in these big time markets, and he loves it here, you know, just because of what I was telling you about, because it is tight knit. It's like family. It's, you know, a rabid, loyal fan base. I mean, a lot of advertisers that want to do business with us just because of us being Kix 99. And it's just so cool. You just don't find that everywhere.
At this point in the episode, the audio got a little bit weird because I ended up moving around a lot and shifting the microphone. But Chris asks Dub, what are the things he likes doing in Augusta?
Always been fascinated with downtown. From the time I was like a little kid, my brother and I, we both took guitar lessons downtown. There was a guy downtown that my uncle knew, and we took guitar lessons from him when we were kids. And so from the time that my brother would take his lessons after me, so I would go do my little 30-minute lesson, and then I'd be done. And my dad and I would walk around downtown waiting on my brother. This was in the mid-90s when nothing passed downtown. But I always loved walking around in those old buildings and seeing those old buildings and, like, having my dad tell me what it was like back in the day. Broad Street was the place to be. So I've always been drawn to downtown. So I always love going out on a Friday or Saturday night and hanging out at Metro or Stillwater or at Whiskey Bar or wherever it may be. You know, I just love going and having a dinner downtown and then going out and having some drinks somewhere and just hanging out, because I think it's a great atmosphere. I am fairly average at golf, so I will lose a majority of my golf balls on any of the area golf courses.
How many golf balls do you need to take to play a confident round of golf?
It depends on where I'm playing.
Okay, Forest Hills. Forest Hills.
The last two places we played, so we played at Forest Hills, and I played 18 holes with the same ball.
That's incredible.
I took that same ball to Bartram Trail and lost it on the first hole. Okay. As well as almost all the balls in my bag, I was in the bushes, in the sticker bushes, trying to find golf balls because I was down to like three. So yeah, it just depends on where we're playing.
Okay, that's what happens to me every time I go to the patch. I'll show up with nine golf balls. I'll leave with one that I found on the last hole, just to get me through.
It's because when you on the patch, when you, and no offense, but when you hit the green, like, bounces way off.
Yeah.
Well, you say when you hit the green as if I hit the green. And I do appreciate that, but that's not how I'm losing the balls. I'll just tell you that right now.
Okay. It's one of those where if he hits the green, we're all surprised.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I do have a question, though.
Yes, sir.
You bounce around in your radio different genres of music. And now the last 4 years you've been with Kix 99.
Yep.
Which is country, those of you that don't know. What is your favorite type of music?
Man, you know, I love it all. I tell people, they ask me that, and I'll say good. Because if it's good, I like it. I don't care what it is. I mean, I love, well, see, the cool thing is I've always been on Kix at some point, because I started on Kix when I was 16, and in some way, shape, or form, whether it was weekends or, you know, weeknights or afternoons or mornings, when I've always been on Kix. I would also do stuff on other stations, but in some way, shape, or form, I've never left. So I do love country music, but I love 95 Rock, and I miss it.
I will say I was a huge 95 Rock person.
Sure.
When I was in high school, Sanj was like my favorite person. He was like my favorite like local celebrity.
Sure. And I actually just ran into him at Spring Wing Fest the other day. He's doing very well. Him and his daughter and they're all doing very well. And actually, for the year that I spent on 95 Rock, I was his co-host.
Really?
Yeah. For like the last
shows what I know
year of 95 Rock, it was Sanj and producer Brian, and I was.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were.
So for the last year of 95, I did a lot with 95 because I was the promotions director for all of our Beasley stations. But for that, I started doing like a movie segment with Sanj and Matt Stone. And then when Matt left and went to Jacksonville, Sean said, hey, do you want to still do this segment? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. And so I would go in just to do the movie segment. And then he was like, hey, do you want to just do the whole show with me? I was like, okay.
I never knew you were producer Brian. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. So there you go. Now I'm giving you revelations.
I would listen to y'all on the way home from school. I love that, man.
Yep. Yeah, so it was that was cool. But I also loved when I did nights at HD, you know, and that was fun too. So yeah, I just like good music, man. I'm not gonna say, you know, oh man, it's rock, I'm not gonna go, or oh man, it's a pop show, I'm not gonna go. You know, I feel like you've got to get out there and listen to music. It's not, you know, it's cool to have your favorite and all that, but I don't think you should say I'm not gonna go to that show because it's not a type of music that I like. You
That's
know,
fair.
I mean, go support local music, man, because that was one of the downfalls of 95 Rock. Everybody would always say, they would say, look, Augusta doesn't have enough rock shows. But then there was so many rock shows that came to town and people didn't go.
I remember when I was like 16, I was like 16, 17 years old, and you guys would always be promoting these concerts at downtown at Sky City. And I would just sit there and be sad because I would want to go to them because they sounded so great. And I'll just be like, in 2 years, when 95 Rock is doing this, I'm going to be at it. And I think like right before I turned 18 is when they went off the air. So I never got that chance. But,
sure.
But you guys had some great shows.
Man, we had big shows. I mean, do you think
what was your favorite thing that you did with that station?
With 95 Rock?
Right.
I mean, I loved all the shows, and I loved Cannapalooza that we used to do.
Oh, yeah.
Cannapalooza was super fun. We would camp out. We did it at Hooters. A lot of the years that I did it, we did it in the grass out in front of Hooters. We also did it at a pizza joint in Evans. But we would camp out for 95 hours. And for those people that think, oh, they really didn't camp. No, we did.
Do me a favor real quick. How many days is 95 hours?
So it would start on Friday afternoon at like noon or so, and then it would wrap up usually around Tuesday around the same time. Yeah. So, I mean, people would go home and shower. Like, people would.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, but no, people, no, we, like, for the majority of the weekend, like, we slept in tents. We slept in with heaters. I remember having to drive the 95 Rock van down to the Circle K and fill up the gas cans to gas up the generators for the night. So,
heaters. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Wow.
That's okay. Incredible. Chris, let's take this opportunity before we do any more radio talk. Let's go ahead and promote our remaining promotions. And then let's talk about radio stuff, because radio stuff is interesting, and there's pretty much no limit to what we can talk about there.
So real quick, I want to shout out the little red book that some of y'all might have in your house. The little guide to Augusta. If you have not seen them, it's a one-stop shop to see everything that's going on in Augusta. You where to shop for clothes, where to get local...
anything.
Anything.
How to get local anything.
It also... where to go eat, and that's right. Really what I love about the Little Red Book is where to eat has really good pictures, tells you the little backstory about each business, and I'm happy to say, we are both happy to say that the podcast will be in the 2021
2020 in the entertainment section.
In the entertainment section. Mm-hmm. After this podcast will be in the 2020 Little Red Book edition.
And if you're sitting at home and you're listening to us say support local businesses, and you're like, okay, that's great, but I don't know which businesses to support, an easy way to figure that out is to open the little guide and pick a number and go to that page, because they're all local businesses, and you know, at the end of the day, they're all the CSRA owners, and so we can support all of them.
And what better way? It's a free little book.
It's free.
You can take it home.
That's the thing. When we advertise it like this, it sounds like it costs money, but it's free. Just pick it up. So our other partner, the Cyber Center and the Clubhouse, we are very excited for that partnership. We cannot see that partner right now from our window. We usually can, but my house is just not tall enough, and I don't think yours is close enough, Chris. But we are really excited for that partnership. We have a lot of events that we're going to be doing with them in the future. We're going to be talking about podcasts with them. We're going to be presenting at 1 Million Cups, which, by the way, we were going to present last week. But because our presentation is a more personal experience, we feel like we want to be meeting people. We want to be out there. And with everything going on right now, we decided to go ahead and push it back. So we will be presenting at 1 Million Cups at the Cyber Center, and we will continue to keep you guys updated about that date. But they have tons of programs for, like, if you own a business, if you want to own a business, if you work for a local business. The Cyber Center is one. The Clubhouse is a great place to work. Number two, they'll help you do stuff like write grants for your business. They'll help you do stuff like find clients. They'll help you do stuff like just sales in general. And when you're starting your own business, I think the hardest part is like where to begin. And so the Clubhouse for 7 years has been in Augusta helping people begin. And so that's why we're really happy to be partners with them.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I kind of took that ad over. You can slide something in real quick if you want, Chris.
Sure. It's a beautiful space. Moving on.
It is a beautiful space with a view of the river.
All right. Doug, we're back with the... Ask him away with the radio question.
Dub, we're back with you. Okay, I have a question. So there's a lot of like really cool personalities that I feel like have been in Augusta radio. You know, I was a 95 rock person, but I know, like, so Chris Fisher is a big name in the city. Chuck Williams, Sanj, Brian the producer is a big name. So who is the person that you worked with that you were most, I don't want to say starstruck, but I'm going to say it, like when you worked with them, it was just the most incredible experience in radio.
You know, I'll tell you, man, it was cool because with the Beasley stations, especially when we all moved into our new building that we're in, that you guys recorded in with Sean
Cash. Did.
When we all moved into that building in 2004, it was cool because we were all right there together. Like Kick Studio was directly across the hall from the 95 Rock Studio, and then directly across the hall from the 98.3 Studio. So we were all right there together. So I think that the cool thing was, rather than like being starstruck, it was the fact that I had so many people to draw from, like so many people to listen to and to say, because I was still young, I was still so young, and I was trying to find my style and find what works for me, because you don't want to be a copy of what somebody else is doing, because they're already doing it. We've already got them, you know. So I tried to figure out what I was going to do. So it was so cool to be able to have, you know, people like Keith Gentry, people like Jordan Zane, like Chris Fisher, people like, you know, Chuck Williams, to just listen to and just to sit there and say, I like what they do. How can I do that and make it my own, though, and not be a copy of them? But one of the guys that really got me started, and unfortunately he just passed away a couple months ago, was a guy named Zach Taylor. And he, man, he was just, he was one of the nicest guys on the planet. Anybody that ever worked with him would tell you he was never rude to anybody. He was never mean to anybody. He always had time to talk, sometimes a little too much. but he was, I mean, just a great guy. He was one of the first guys that really kind of took me under his wing as a, you know, 18, 19 year old kid and kind of like showed me the ropes and kind of showed me how things worked. But yeah, man, it was super cool just to be around those guys that I listened to for, because like you guys, I mean, I was a fan of 95 Rock, of Kix 99, of all this before I started working there. So when I got to start working with these guys and be around them all the time, it was really, really cool, because then everybody was asking me, it's like, hey, what are they really like? And then I would tell them, I'm like, no, they really are cool. Or, well, sometimes they have their moments, you know.
They have their moments.
I've worked with have always been super, super awesome.
Is they have their moments, is that professional speak for we don't get along? You don't have to say yes, but you can nod because I can see you.
No. Also, I mean, everybody has their moments. Everybody has their moments. Well, we freak out and we all would probably say things that we most night, you know, normally wouldn't say.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So we all have those moments. It's usually when the equipment's not working. You know.
I feel that. I think Chris feels that too.
I would say that David and I have it easy because it's never live.
Right.
Yeah.
So we can really say whatever we want. Sure. David works his magic to make it sound really good.
So the thing
with us is it usually happens when we're out on location and there's usually listeners there. So we have to be, we want to melt down, but we can't because people are watching us. And,
go ahead, sorry.
And, no, you're fine. And so that would be the moment that they would take away. Like, you
got it.
Be nice to them 98% of the time, but if they see you melt down and they see you have one of those moments, then they're like, no, that guy's a jerk, you know?
Right.
I'm not listening to him anymore.
So I would say a lot of people that don't understand what you do, I feel like hanging out with you and Cash, I've really learned that it's not just, you know, you get the show starts at 5:30, you get done. Yeah. I mean, when do you get done usually?
So
that's 5:30. That's 5:30 a.m.
Right, 5:30.
Yeah.
For us, our show, the Kix Wake Up Crew, is on the air from 5:30 to 10. But no, you're right. The show starts way before that.
Right.
Usually the majority of one day's show is formatted out the day before. Usually before we leave the studio, say today, right? I mean, well, today was a little different because Cash was on vacation, but usually on a typical Monday or Tuesday or whatever, usually the next day's show is like 80% done before we leave. Like, we know the majority of what we're going to talk about, what we're going to do, where we're going to do it, all that before we ever leave the studio. Now, we are always on our phones. We're always checking social media. We're always seeing what's trending. We're always, you know, seeing what's new, what broke in the news between 10 a.m. and 5:30 a.m. the next morning and saying, hey, is this something big we need to talk about? Is this something we need to scratch this break for and replace it with this information?
Have you ever had to, like...
Right. So,
Go ahead.
A lot of people would think, that's what, from 5:30 to 10:30, that's 5 hours, then you're done. But you said off-site location, so that might be on the weekend.
Sure.
That might be, especially leading up to Guitar Pool for y'all, which is a 99 thing.
Sure.
But side question. How long has it been around in Augusta?
In Guitar Pool, we started our first one in 1999. Okay. And so
wow.
We're about to, let's see, so this was our 21st annual this past year. So we're going into 22 years.
So Guitar Pool is officially the legal drinking age.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Cheers. it's crazy to see where that thing has come from, because the first one was actually held at Sacred Heart back in 1999. There was like 400 seats. It was very small. It was very intimate. We moved it the next year to Imperial Theater. It was there for a year. We sold it out. We grew it. Then it moved to the Bell Auditorium from 2001 to 2006. And then from 2006, I see what you're doing. I like that.
Are you? You're drinking Corona, aren't you? Are you drinking the Corona?
I am. Yeah. I have so many Coronas right now, and I didn't even buy them because of this, but
gotta get them. Well, they bought them because it's on the break.
Bring it back out of the screenshot real quick.
Sorry. I know you're talking about Guitar Pool.
Yeah, so no, it's all good. So then we went from the Bell from 2001 to 2006. We outgrew the Bell. We took it over to USD Aiken, the Convocation Center, for 3 years. Hmm. It got too big for that, so then we brought it back to the James Brown Arena, which is where it's been since 2010. And that's,
wow.
That's pretty much where it's going to stay until we get a bigger venue. You know?
So tell me this, Guitar Pool, what kind of impact does that have in Augusta? Like,
man, it's huge. Guitar Pool is a benefit for the local United Way. And so it's the largest single donation that the local United Way gets every single year. People are actually affected by Guitar Pool money all throughout the year. It really goes to help families in need at the holidays because of when we do it in November, but it helps families the whole year round. So,
okay.
It's a really big pack for the local United Way.
It's a charity. How much money do you usually donate? Can you say that?
It just varies every single year. You know, I mean, some years.
So last year, this last year in 2019, do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, most times they do like a big presentation and stuff like that, but we aren't. I know it's in the the high five figures.
Okay.
The largest single donation that they get every single year. So it's a pretty big chunk of change. But of course, you know, we do the good thing about people, and this is one of the things that not a lot of people know, is, you know, the artists donate their time.
Yeah.
The artists don't get paid, but we do still have bills to pay. You know, we've got to rent the arena, we've got to do sound, we've got to do lights, we've got to do security, we've got like all the things that a normal concert promoter would have to take care of. We have to take care of. So there are bills to pay, and there's, you know, things like that. So after that is when the donation gets made.
How?
So, real quick, David, you were at the last Guitar Pool. I don't know if that was your first one.
It was my first one. It was.
Okay. So I'm curious, is that something that has always been around, or is that an Augusta thing that became trendy?
Right. No. And actually, can I do a part two to that question? So.
Yeah.
Chris's question. Is it something that's everywhere, or is it something that's an Augusta thing? And then my part two to that would be, as far as like nationally with country music artists, like how, like obviously it's huge locally. How big is a Guitar Pool like performance nationally? Because we see huge people donate their time for it, and it seems like it's a big deal, but I am not in the know, so I don't know.
Sure. So I'll start with the first part of the question. No, it's not an Augusta thing. It did start. They were doing them in Nashville and stuff like that. And basically, it started kind of as like a writer's round, because what a lot of artists will do in Nashville, a lot of songwriters and things like that, they'll all be in a circle, or they'll all be in a line, and they're just basically going down the line, passing the guitar down, singing a song, telling a story, whatever. So that's how it got started. They've been around for a long time. on.
Okay.
And there's a lot of stations across the country that do guitar pull type shows.
Okay.
A lot of them call them guitar pulls. Like our station in Fayetteville calls it Stars and Guitars. There's other stations that call them the Acoustic Jam. There's other stations that call it 10-Man Jam or whatever it may be. But there's not really very many shows in the country that can compete with our guitar pull. Our guitar pull got a reputation in Nashville. The artists want to play it. They've heard about it. They want to come and play it. I'll put it to you this way. There's not a national station in the country last year that had Luke Combs and Luke Bryan on their show. Nobody.
Yeah,
not in New York, not in LA, not in Chicago, not in Miami. No place. The only place that you're going to see Luke Bryan and Luke Combs on the same stage was the CMAs. And even then, you might not see them there.
So what I'm hearing is
the fact that we're able to get these big artists is insane.
And they donate.
The fact that they've heard about it, they've played it before, and they want to come do it again, or they've heard about it and they're like, I've heard so much about this, I want to go do it.
So what I'm seeing or what I'm hearing is that Augusta is the acoustic guitar pull capital of the country. Is that correct?
It's definitely one of the biggest in the country for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's really not a major country artist that is relevant today that hasn't played it. I mean, Luke Combs has now played it. Luke Bryan has played it twice. Jason Aldean has played it twice. Lady Antebellum, Darius Rucker, Sam Hunt, Thomas Rhett, Blake Shelton has played it twice. Eric Church, when nobody knew who it's. And the cool thing is a lot of times when you see these artists that play it when nobody knows who they are. When I go back and tell people that Eric Church played the guitar pole, they're like, no, he didn't. I'm like, yeah, he did. 2007, when nobody knew who he was. Now he's one of the biggest stars in country music. Just think about this. In 2007, on the stage in Aiken, three of the artists that we had on the same show were Blake Shelton, Dierks Bentley, and Eric Church.
That's insane.
Can you imagine that lineup now? But we had him in 2007. You know, so it's just crazy now because so many people like have been to so many shows over the years. They remember that. They're like, remember when Dan and Shay played a guitar pull and nobody knew who they were, and now they're a crossover hit, you know, with hits on the pop station and the country station.
Yeah.
Or you remember when Jason Aldean played it and nobody knew who he was, or when Rascal Flatts played it in 2006 when they were the biggest thing in country music. I mean, so there's a lot of really cool stories that have come out of guitar pull.
Now,
so,
I have to ask, when we have artists like this come and play guitar pull, are we able to utilize the Augusta National? If we can't talk about it, that's fine. But I feel like that's something that when a big artist comes, they're like, let me play on this.
You know, I'm just going to go ahead and say that as far as anything involving the Augusta National, I can't confirm or deny anything. Because as you guys know, there's people that come and play at the Augusta National that we never have any idea about, you know.
Sure.
I mean, there's people that are in here that know members that are in here. They sneak into town, they sneak out of town, so I have no idea.
It's above the pay grade.
I can't add fuel to the fire, and I can't put the fire out.
So. Well, I will say, record, though, this is, out of all of our episodes, this is the first time I've actually mentioned the Augusta National.
Yeah.
So that is kind of cool.
Sure.
I still haven't.
The thing is, because you just never know. I mean, I've seen things in the past where you see people that have posted on social media that they were able to play and things like that. But like I said, it could be, it couldn't be. You know, we never know who's on that course and who's not at any given time.
I'm sure aliens from Mars play on it usually too.
Now I will tell you one guy on this podcast that has played the Augusta National.
Oh no. Don't.
So yes. I'll tell you, so this is a so
how many balls did you lose?
I lost three. I lost three. And they were all in the water. This was cool. I was able to play. I got the privilege to play. We got a spot on media day. You know, right before the course closes, they usually give volunteers and workers and media, and it was the cool thing ever. My bosses gave me our spot. We got one spot for Beasley, all the Beasley stations, all over the country, and I got it.
Wow.
I mean, Cash can tell you, Jenny can tell you, I was shaking. It was the coolest thing ever. ever. And man, it was in May of last year, and I'll never forget it. If I never get to do it ever again, at least I got to do it that one time. I still have my scorecard. I don't care. It was one of the coolest things ever.
Is there a podcast spot in the media room?
I would like. It was so bad. I wanted to take so many people with me, but it was just me. I didn't even have a plus one. Like I couldn't take Cash. I couldn't take any of my buddies, and it was just like it was so. I just the whole time I was there, I was like, I really wish that I could have about four buddies here just experiencing this with me.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
So you've been in it since you were 16 years old.
Yeah.
You kind of deserve it, okay?
Well, and that's kind of what they told me, and I'm like, man, I don't want to sit here and say I deserve anything because, you know, it's all a blessing, man. And so just the fact that I got to play it once, like I said, if I never it was a sunny day. It was hot as crap, but I don't care.
That's incredible.
It was one of the coolest things I'll ever get to do.
So I'm going to ask you one more question, and then I'm going to cede the seat. So if Chris has anything else, he's free to ask. But if not, then you know what's coming is drop the diss. So you guys do your show live. We don't. That's one of our biggest differences. And we were talking a little bit about that earlier. And it made me think of this question. So do you have any like live story that has happened that like sticks out as either the funniest or the most dysfunctional or just the most noteworthy thing that's happened to you guys?
So, okay. So sometimes we have to record our shifts. Usually when we go in the studio,
what does that mean? Just a shift. What does that mean? The shift. What does that mean?
Okay. So when I was doing like the night shift on Kicks 99, I would have to record it sometimes. And
okay.
It was a 7 to midnight shift. So
okay.
I would go in the studio, and most times the control board is in automation to basically mean you can push whatever button you want. It's not going to go over the air. You're fine. There have been a couple of times where someone who has been in the studio previous forgot to switch it over to automation from live. And so you turn that microphone on to go and record your stuff, and come to find out you're actually going live over the air. So whatever you're saying, whether you're warming up your voice or saying, oh, crap, I screwed that up, you know, that's going over the air. And you don't know it because you haven't looked down to see that you're not in automation. You don't know it until you look over and you wonder, why do our three phone lights ringing right now? And you answer one of them, and it's some guy saying, hey, buddy, you know you're on the air right now. Right? Like, I hope I didn't say anything that would get me fired at this point. And thankfully, I never did. None of us ever have, but it's happened to everybody at some time or the other. When they go in there to record something and the board is not in automation mode and whatever you're saying goes out live over the air, over a song, over a commercial, whatever it is.
That's got to be tempting. You walk in the room, it's on live mode. You want to just kind of like say something, you know, just to be funny.
Yeah, I mean, you could, but it would be your last paycheck.
That's true. We don't have to worry about any of that.
Right.
We're all very professional here.
Right, right.
So I have no more further questions.
Oh.
I do, but we do have one question that we ask every guest.
That's true.
And if you did listen to the episode of Sean Cash and other episodes, you will notice that you're not the only one to ask the question asked. So we ask all of our guests this question, and it's we're called Drop the Diss Podcast. And essentially, we are hashtag Drop the Diss. And essentially, we're dropping any kind of shade thrown at our city. Essentially, if someone came up to you and started talking bad about Augusta, what would you tell someone that is in Augusta?
What would I tell somebody who was dissing Augusta?
Yes.
Right. Somebody comes up to you and disses Augusta.
Have you ever hung out here for a while? Have you ever met people that live here? Have you ever hung out in downtown Augusta on a Saturday night? Have you ever been to the the Augusta National and been to the Masters? Have you ever, you know, just been around here and met the people and seen the environment, seen what kind of beautiful things we have around here, man? Have you ever walked on Savannah Rapids? Have you ever walked on the Riverwalk in the fall? Have you, I mean, just like, there's so much cool stuff here that if you haven't spent time here, that you just don't understand. I mean, there's a lot of people that I bring here, that I show things, that I take places. They think it's so cool. And they love the fact that we're a big city and a city that's getting bigger, but we still have a very small town feel. Like, yes, we've got major corporations that are here. We've got chain restaurants that are here. We're growing. We're getting bigger. But people still know everybody. Like, odds are, I know somebody that you know, and I know somebody that you know, and you know a lot of people that I know, and we are, it's almost like we're all friends, even though we're a city of almost 500,000 people. So, you know, I mean, come hang out here for a while. I guarantee you, you'll stop missing whatever we're doing.
So I actually want to, this is not a question we usually ask, but I do want to do this since everything's crazy in the whole world right now. Do you have any message for the people at home, for people that are kind of like worried right now, the people that are staying home? What kind of message would you have for those people?
Man, just calm down. You know, I know that we're kind of in uncharted waters here. We're in uncharted territory because we've never been through anything like this before. Like, I went grocery shopping today and there was no toilet paper.
Oh, boy.
There was no milk. There was very little bread. So I understand that you read stuff on social media and you start to panic. I understand that you see things on the news and you may start to panic. Just calm down. Don't take any more than what you absolutely need. I mean, I understand getting maybe a little bit extra just in case, but don't hoard things. Don't stockpile things, because that thing that you're taking, somebody might come up behind you that really, really needs it.
Right.
You're getting it just in case. They need it as an essential. So just don't hoard things. Don't stockpile things. And just calm down. And just be safe, be smart, and don't panic.
Okay. And I do want to say, if you do need toilet paper, I think Walgreens is a good place to go. Not that they're a local business, but they were stocked up last time I went there. Thank you so much. The man is Brian Axel, also known as Dub. The show is every single show that's been on Beasley Broadcasting in Augusta. You have been doing this for, it sounds like, over half of your life. And we just really appreciate you coming on and talking to us today. Thank you so much for coming on.
Man, thank you guys so much for having me. I'm glad I could be the first one to not be in the studio. I was on the groundbreaking episode. I can always say that. Nobody else is going to be able to say that they were on the first groundbreaking episode,
right?
On a three-way FaceTime phone call of the Drop the Disc podcast. That's only me. You may have to, depending on how long this lasts, you might have to do a second or third one, but nobody's going to be the first except for me, baby.
That's true. All right, Dub, thank you so much. I'm about to cut this recording right now.
No worries, fellas. Thank y'all so much, man. I appreciate y'all having me.
Enjoy your second city, David. Enjoy your Corona.
Right.
I have been drinking just creatine now. It just didn't make sense.
Just straight creatine.
I'm about to go run around the neighborhood right now.
Yeah, I'm about to do some push-ups, maybe one or two.
There you go.
All right, man.
Thanks, fellas. See y'all soon, man. As soon as they lift the restrictions, we'll all, you and me and Cash and all of us, have to go grab a drink or something.
Absolutely.
Totally down. Absolutely.
All right, boys. Y'all be good.
All right. Peace out.
You guys.